USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump made it clear he had a problem with the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they, don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly.
The Justice Department insists there was no coordination with the White House. Democrats charged Attorney General William Barr with enabling an abuse of power. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
On Tuesday, the president penalized the U.S. attorney who oversaw Stone's trial, withdrawing her nomination for a top job at the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Ousted Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified against President Trump during the impeachment inquiry, has been honored with a diplomacy award at Georgetown University. She warns the State Department is in trouble.
Senior leaders lack policy vision, moral clarity, and leadership skills. The policy process has been replaced by decisions emanating from the top with little discussion. Vacancies at all levels go unfilled, and officers are increasingly wondering whether it is safe to express concerns about policy, even behind closed doors.
Police are continuing to look for a 6-year-old South Carolina girl who hasn't been seen for days. Public Safety Officer Sergeant Emmett Antley says investigators say there's no evidence that Faye was kidnapped.
Since 5 p.m. Monday afternoon, law enforcement officers from multiple agencies have worked tirelessly around the clock to bring Faye home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. More Confederate monuments could possibly be disappearing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Virginia state lawmakers approving a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill's passed on Tuesday, allowing for cities and counties to alter, cover, relocate, or again, remove monuments from public spaces. The locality would have to make a report, hold a hearing, and then decide based on a 2 out of 3 vote for referendum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.